Today's shiur is Masechta Svachim Daf Ayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Sabach Tes Amadeus, six lines from the bottom. In the previous shiur, Rabbi Yehuda and Ramea had a machlokes. If a bird is a treifa, we've been learning that a kosher bird has a special halacha that it's metama beis abliya. But that had opened up a discussion, what would be the halacha if the bird is a treifa? According to Rehuda, the bird that's a treifa is metama beis abliya. The Meir disagreed. And the Gemara was trying to find, the Gemara had successfully explained how Rabbi Meir gets to his position. Now the Gemara is trying to understand how Rabbi Huda gets to his position. Says the Gemara, Oif tamel Rabbi Huda, the halacha that a bird which is not a kosher bird, Rabbi Huda ben Nevela lof nafkalei, the halacha that if it's not a kosher bird, it's not subject to tumas beis abliya, that Rabbi Huda learns from the word Nevela, the Tanya Rabbi Huda Oimer, Yochel tahei Nevelas oif tamel. One could perhaps make an argument that the nevela of a non-kosher bird is also matam begadim beis abliya, also has the ability to make somebody tamei when he swallows it, that his clothing have to be washed. Tamalaymer, the pasuk says, nevela of a treifa layochel tamaba. And from this pasuk is speaking about, the pasuk is teaching about the halacha of tumas beis abliya. And the Torah already said a pasuk regarding tumas beis abliya. Must be that this pasuk is coming to teach us that the halacha of tumas beis abliya that does not apply by an oif tamei. Why? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk uses the words lo yoichel. We learn from these words mi shi sura mishum ba toichel nevela. When is there a halacha of tumas beis abliya? The halacha of tumas beis abliya is said by a food that by a bird that you can't eat because it's nevela, and that bird became a nevela. The Torah teaches us a bird that became a nevela. The halacha will be you may not eat if the bird became a nevela. You may not. There's a tumas beis abliya. Yotzezeh. But when the bird is a non-kosher bird, she'ein isur mishum bal toichel nevela. The reason that you're not allowed to eat it is not because it's a nevela, and mishum bal toichel oif tamei, because it's a non-kosher bird. Says the Gemara, or ask the Gemara, if what you're saying is that the reason a non-kosher bird does not have tumas beis abliya, we learn from the word nevela, which is stated in the pasuk on the veil of a treifa layoichel tamaba, to teach us that only a bird which is under other circumstances permitted to be eaten has this tumas beis abliya. Hai nami, then the halacha that we've been discussing, that the chelev of a behemoth tameya, unlike the chelev of a behemoth tahira, that we learned that the chelev of a kosher animal that was killed as a nevela, even though nevela is tamei, the chelev is not tamei. Says the Gemara, this din that the chelev of behemoth tameya is not tar, typically the chelev nevela. The pasuk says the chelev nevela v'chelev treifa yosul chal melach of achal loisachlua. The pasuk is speaking about chelev which may not be is eaten. We only could talk about from this pasuk the way Rabbi Yehuda is learning the pasukim about the chelev of an animal that could, under normal circumstances, be eaten. To teach us, Misha Sur Mishum Baal Toichel Chelev Nevela. We're only speaking about chelev of an animal that otherwise would have been able to be eaten. Yotz Zu, but the chelev of Behemoth Tameya, Shene Sur Mishum Baal Toichel Chelev Nevela. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's Nevela. The reason it may not be eaten is Mishum Tamei. So why do we have to learn that halacha from anywhere else? Ella, says the Gemara, Hai Chelev Treifa, the pasuk that tells us that the Chelev is not Tamei, Mibayla Suyei, is coming to teach us about the Chelev of a Chaya. that the aloch is that the aloch by chaya is that even though the Torah says that we're not allowed to eat chaylev, midaraisa, that's only by behema, not by chaya. The ba'alel say chaya, the chaylev of a chaya that died, that's nevela. That the aloch is that that chaylev as well will not be tamei. And the Gemara explains itself. We might have thought that since the pasuk is speaking only about chaylev, they may not be eaten. And the Torah is telling us that the chaylev of an animal that can't be eaten, there's a new din. And that new din is that the chaylev, when animal is a nevela, is not metama. So we would think that when does that rule apply? That when is there this new din that the chaylev of a nevela maybe is not tamei? That's only in a case mishachel ba'asur b'sar mutar, by an animal that the chaylev normally is asur, but the meat may be eaten, which as we just explained, is a behema that's a kosher animal. A behema that's a kosher animal, the halacha is you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat the meat and not eat the chaylev. And now the Torah tells us that if that meat becomes nevela, that and you're not going to be allowed, that it's not just you're not allowed to eat it, it's actually tamei. The Torah is teaching us that the chaylev is tar. So we learn from here, mishachal ba also b'sar muta, yotzezeh, but when we speak about a chaya, shachal ba ubesar mutar, as we said a moment ago, the chaylev of a chaya with the raisa is mutar. So I would think that this special dispensation, that the chaylev is not metama, doesn't apply here. Kamash Mlan, that's what we're learning from here, that's why we learn from here that this din, that chaylev is not metama, doesn't only apply by a kosher animal, by a kosher behema, it applies by kosher chay as well. Amalei, says the Gemara, Maishna Temeya, asked the Gemara, why would we say that the chaylev of a chaya is not tar? Maishna Temeya, dein chel b'chelk m'b'sar, because we're saying that a chaya is very different than a behema, because by chaya we don't treat the meat differently than the chaylev. So, says the Gemara, chaya nami ein chel b'chalk b'sara. It's also the same. They're treated the same way. That you're allowed to eat both. So if we're saying that the condition that we need to have is that the basar and the chaylev are the same, so this is allowed to be eaten. V'ksiv, another question, v'ksiv, the pasuk of oichaloi sechlua, that we're talking about chaylev that may not be eaten. So that pasuk cannot be speaking about a chaya. Because as we keep on saying, the chaylev of a chaya may be eaten. And therefore, says the Gemara, El Amar Baya, the pasuk says, chaylev trefa legufa itzrik. It's coming to teach us that an animal which is a trefa, the chaylev is tahor. We ask the question, as we discussed in our previous year, we have to evaluate how does the Torah look at a treifa. If the halacha is that a treifa, according to the halacha, is treated like an animal, a living animal, so then when it dies, it's a nevela. We already spoke about a nevela. And if it's treated like it's already dead, so it's already a nevela, which the Torah also speaks about. Says the Gemara, the reason the Torah had to tell us this din, shloita mahoil tmeya sur michaya, that just like an animal which is not kosher can't be eaten, there's nothing that can make it allowed to be eaten, trefa asur michayim, the same thing as the Torah perhaps treats a trefa the same way. So we can't learn one, and therefore we would need to learn one from the other. And we would therefore conclude that just like the chaylev of a non-kosher animal is tamei, af trefa, we would say the same thing, the chelba tamei. Says the Gemara, if that's what you want to say, that the behemah that's a treifa is the same as the behemah which is not kosher. Hai nami, when the pasuk says treifa by the tuma of nevelus oiftar mibayi, to teach us that a bird that's a treifa is metame beis blia, because we would say shloit tama however oiftama asubachila, you're not allowed to eat it oiftame, and therefore since it's a bird that may not be eaten, the din of nevelus oiftar doesn't apply to it. And treifa sur bachila, and the loch is that a treifa is obviously not allowed to be eaten. And therefore, if we're learning that things travel together, we should conclude that ma oif tame einem etama, the din of tumas beis ablia doesn't apply by a non-kosher bird. Af treifa einem etama, that the loch of tumas beis ablia should not apply. Voi mikla meim treifa metmeya. How can we learn, asked the Gemara, how could you think that we could learn the halacha of a treifa from a tameya? When we speak about a tameya, when we speak about a non-kosher bird, a non-kosher animal, l'hosh l'shasa kosher, there was never a time that the halacha would allow us to eat this bird or animal. Treifa, what's the definition of a treifa? That it formed a defect. Treifa, hosh l'shasa kosher. So the Gemara's question is that treifa and tameya are not the same. The chitema, and if you say, well, why are you saying the treifa and tameya are not the same? Because a tameya, a non-kosher animal, is born non-kosher. A treifa is only something that forms later on. But that isn't necessarily accurate, because there are certain defects that an animal can have from the moment of its birth. Treifa mibetin, so that is the same as a non-kosher animal. Just like a non-kosher animal, non-kosher bird, was born non-kosher, you could have a situation that a treifa was born non-kosher. Treifa mibetin ma'ikla meimah. So therefore, suggests the Gemara, you can learn maybe the halacha of a treifa, an animal which is a treifa, or a bird that's a treifa, from the halacha of a tameya. Says the Gemara, it's still not the same. When we speak about a non-kosher bird or animal, there are no, if it's not kosher, it's not kosher. But when we speak about a treifa, yes, there may be a situation, as we just said, that there's a treifa from when it was born. But there's certainly situations of treifa that only happen later. So therefore, that serves as a distinction between treifa and tameya, and since that serves as a difference between treifa and tameya, the Gemara's question is, why would you say that we learn one from the other? Says the Gemara, Ella Amarava, when the Torah says chelev treifa, it doesn't mean to say that the chelev is tar. The Torah is come to teach us that we're not allowed to eat chelev. The Torah says ochel lo sechlua. A Torah Amra, the Torah says, Yovah is in the veil of Yochal is a chalif. That even though throughout halacha, we of course know there's a very important rule, that ain't is a chalalis, if something is usser, another isser cannot make it more isser. Only if the two isurim, that is less with certain exceptions. One is that the two isurim come at the same time, or in a situation where the second isser adds Isurim, or it adds more Isser, or it adds more, or it applies to more pieces. So Isser Nevela, that if you had an animal which is a Nevela, when we speak about the Chalif, then it's, let's think about this. The Chalif was already Usser before, but now that the animal became Nevela, so not only the chela, which was also before, but now the rest of the meat is also not allowed to be eaten because it became a nevela. So therefore, the halacha ought to be that issa nevela should be effective on issa chelev, even though normally we say, as we just said, ein issa chelev isser. This is an example of an issa chelev where the chelev could be chal. So when the Torah says v'chelev, nevelev, v'chelev, treifa, says the Gemara, what's the pasuk coming to teach us? That Yava is a nevela v'yachal alas achelev. Yava is a treifa v'yachal alas achelev. That we don't say that the isser of nevela treifa aren't chal on the chelev. And as we just said, maybe we could understand why. That's why the Torah says v'achal alas achlua, that somebody eats the chelev of nevela or treifa, he will be chayiv for the isser of nevela or treifa, not just for the isser of chelev. And says the Gemara that we needed to teach this halacha about the chelev of nevela and the chelev of a treifa, the ashmin of nevela. If we only would have said that the chelev could also have the din of nevela and be tamei like nevela mishum de matamya. Because nevela is a very, not necessarily mitama, but that it could be also alts nevela, because nevela is a very serious isser. Nevela, as we've been learning, is mitama. Av a treifa, ema loy, a treifa should not be chal, because a treifa is not such a serious isser. Yashmin a treifa, shim desuru michayim. An animal becomes a treifa already while it was alive. Now we go back to the original machlokes. The original machlokes remain Rabbi Yehuda is if we have a bird that's a treifa, if and then we do shchit on it, will it still be metama beis ablia? Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that such a bird is metama beis ablia, and the Gemara explained that where did Rabbi Yehuda take this from? He took it from the pasuk v'chal nefesh ha'shatoch on the veil of a treifa, v'chabes begad v'rochs v'mayim v'tamei v'ar v'tar. The pasuk is teaching us the halacha of tumas beis hableya, and the word v'treifa is coming to teach us that a treifa is also subject to the tumas beis hableya. But as we've been learning, Ramei disagrees. Ramea, so if Ramei disagrees, ask the Gemara, hi treifa my avadlei, what does he do with this pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Mibayle, he comes to teach us, Lamute Shchita, Shi Lefnim, if somebody killed a bird with Shchita in the Azara, which we learned, of course, one may not do so. The Aloch is that, so that bird did not have a proper Shchita. The Torah is coming to teach us that still it had a Shchita, albeit a Shchita that should not have been done the way it was done, and therefore it's Metama Abeis Ablia. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, who just learned the word treifa to teach us that a treifa is subject, the bird that's a treifa is subject to tumas beis ablia. How will he know this halacha that if there was a shechita in the azara, that won't be subject to tumas beis ablia? He says, says the Gemara, treifa chreiniksev. The Torah says another time the word pasuk. The Torah used the word treifa another time. It says, Nevelo treifa layachlo tamaba ni Hashem. Ask the Gemara of Ramea. Ramea, what's he going to do with this additional treifa? Chad lamute shchita shilafnim. One is to teach us that if the shchita was done in the Azara, that will prevent the dead bird from being tamabe sablia. And v'chad lamute oif tamay, that a bird that's not a kosher bird, the halacha is a bird that's not a kosher bird doesn't only apply by a bird that is a kosher bird but that could be subject to hilchas treifa. It doesn't apply to a non-kosher bird that the halachas of treifa don't apply to it because it's usur anyway. Rabbi Yehuda, who says the two times that the Torah says the word treifa by a kosher bird, one has come to teach us that an oif treifa that you shechted is metama beis ablia. And the other one is coming to teach us that if we shechted a kosher bird in the Azara, it's not metama beis ablia. How will he know the halacha that a non-kosher bird is not subject to the halacha of tumas beis ablia? He says, the pasuk says, from the pasuk that says, nevelo treifa l'yochla tamaba nafkulei. We know that the Tomei, the pasuk already says, "V'kol nefesh toichel neichel veil v'treifa," as Thomas beis ablia. Why did the pasuk say? What is the pasuk coming to teach us? That only a bird that may not be eaten because it's a nevela, because it became that kosher, does the halacha of tumas basically apply to? Not to a bird which is not kosher. But ask the Gemara, Rameya, who taught us that a bird that's not kosher doesn't have tumas beis ablia, what will he learn from this pasuk? Hai nevela trefa layoichlo utamaba my avadle, to teach us the shir achila, that how much food do you have to eat to have the tumas beis ablia? You have to eat a kezayis of the food. Ask the Gemara, but typically mekra kama. But that could be learned from a previous pasuk, where the pasuk says, "Mekal nefesh toichel nevelu treifa," and the Gemara is suggesting that mid afke rechmana b'loshen achila, since the Torah used the word achila, and we know that everywhere in halacha, when the Torah uses the word achila, it means a kezayis. So I already understand that the shear of tumas beis the tuma of beis ablia is by a kezayis, says the Gemara. Indeed, the chad l'shir achila, the kezayis, one pasuk was telling us that the halacha is that it's a kezayis, chad l'shir achila, b'chdei achilas pras, that we know that wherever the halacha is, that when Torah says you're supposed to eat something, a mitzvah, like matzah, or the Torah says you're not supposed to eat something, like macholos asuris, the halacha is that the mount has to be kezayis, but there's also a time factor involved. And the time factor involved is kedei achilas pras, which we've said in our shiurim, there are many different opinions. 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 9 minutes. So the halacha is that a nevelas oif tar is metame beis ablia, only if you ate a kezayis kedei achilas pras. So the question is, why do we need a special pasuk? The halacha of achila, that whenever the Torah speaks about achila, means kedei achilas pras, is a well-known halacha. Why do we need a new pasuk to teach us the halacha of kedei achilas pras? Says the Gemara, this whole halacha that we've been discussing of tumas beis ablia is something very unique, and therefore we would think yes, with the achilas pras namilatami, even if it took you longer, it should be mitama. Teaches us the Gemara that kamash malon. That's what we're here to teach us. That even if it's longer than kedei achilas, if it took you longer to eat, we would think even if it took you longer than achilas pras, it's mitama. Teaches us the Gemara that's not the way. So I saw that many achronim, the Asvan Daraisa, has a very serious discussion. When we speak about this new tumah that we've been speaking about, the nevelas oif tahor, how do we understand this tumah? Is this tumah a tumas achila? Which it seems that that's what the Gemara is teaching us now. Because the fact that the Gemara is teaching us that it's metama, b'kezayis, b'chdei achilas pras, so it has all of the characteristics and all of the rules of achila. Or is it a tumas nagiyah? That we know that you become tamei by touching something, but it's tamei. Here the Torah says that by touching your throat, the halacha is, it would be tamei. And that's why, for example, the Asvan Daraisa discusses a situation of somebody vomited out food that was tamei. So it's not considered an act of eating, but it is food that came into your throat. And the Taras Kadam says, Asvan Daraisa says, there would not be tumas beis ablia. Because even though it came in contact with your throat, it wasn't an act of eating. The Michas Chinuch also says that nevelas oif tar is considered a halacha and achila. And he says, our Gemara that says that you have to have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is a proof that it's a type of achila type of tuma. The Rav Chaim Briska, however, says that the Rambam doesn't quote this halacha. Why does the Rambam not quote this halacha b'chdei achilas pras? So he wants to suggest that obviously it is the opinion of the Rambam, that tumas beis ablia is not to be considered Thomas Achila. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabban. The pasuk says, "V'chelav nevel v'chelav trefi yaslacha malacha v'achal esachlua." Says the Gemara, "V'chelav behem b'tayr akos b'daber." The entire is teaching us, as we've been learning, that even in a case where this animal is a nevela, it became a nevela, the halacha is the chelav is not metama. Ataima b'chelav behem b'tayr akos b'daber. Continues the brisa. Are you? Is the pasuk speaking about a kosher bird, a kosher animal? And that's where the Torah says that the chelav is not metama. Amrit tir meklal shchuta. The shchita accomplishes something, as we keep on saying, that as soon as you do shchita on an animal, that animal is tar. Tir meklal shchuta. That anything that had shchita, even as we learned, if the animal turns out to be a trefa animal, which you're not allowed to eat, the shechita did accomplish that it's not going to be tamei. Where's that applicable? By an animal that's tahira. It doesn't apply by tamei. By an animal that's not kosher, shechita is a meaningless act. So says the Gemara. Shechitim meklal chelav. So when the Torah says that the chelav is not tahor, not tamei, it's obviously speaking about behemoth tahira. B'tayra, a behemoth that's tar v'lay b'tameya. Oi, suggests the Braisa, we can make a different argument. Oi, kalach l'derech zu, we could think this way. Tia mechlal nevela, we've learned that the nevela, if it was geshachten, is not tamei, but tia mechlal chelev. And the Torah is also telling us that under certain circumstances, the chelev is not metama. Ma kishatia mechlal nevela, when the Torah says that it's not matama, it's b'tmeya v'loy b'tahira. We'll say that it's only applicable by a non-kosher bird or animal. Av kishti v'chlal chelev, b'tmeya v'loy b'tahira. Amarta, says the Gemara, k'sheba b'derech zu, says the Gemara, if you want to approach it with this mahalach, the halach is that the chelev is tar, is b'tahira, then when you follow the first approach, we're going to say that the chelav is tar by a kosher animal. Shibah b'derech zu, if we take the second approach, he b'tmeya. The halach is going to be that the chelav is tar by a non-kosher animal, not by a kosher animal. Says the Gemara, Talmud Loimer. So again, we don't know which approach to take. Talmud Loimer, the pasuk says, trefa, mi sheyesh b'mina trefa. We're only speaking about an animal that has the concept of trefa to it. Which type of animal can there be a discussion if it's a trefa? That kind of discussion could only be by a kosher animal. Oitzis a tmeya, but when we speak about a non-kosher animal, shein b'mina trefa, there's no concept of trefa because it's not kosher anyway. So loy oitzi es a chaya, but according to this, a chaya, that what would be the halacha by a chaya, because neis b'mina treifa, that it does subject to treifa. So maybe that's the animal where the chelav is not tamei. Tamalei v'achol esachlua. Misha chel ba'asa b'sar mutter. We're talking about chelav, which normally may not be eaten. And as we said earlier, yotza chaya shechel ba'asar mutter, they will not eat the chelav. So, amalei Rav Yaakov ava l'rova. The Braisa said that there's no nevela by a tmeya. El me'ata, says the Gemara, if that's the case, are we going to suggest nevelas b'hem tahira hud metama? Nevelas b'hem tmeya loy metama? Because it was saying now it's only applicable by a kosher animal. Amalei, kama sovish abishtubei, how many tamid chachamim made a mistake in understanding this brisa? Sefer Osun, lenevelas oif tamei. When the Braisa said that by a non-kosher animal, we thought animal, there's no din of, this din doesn't apply, it's not talking about an animal. An animal, whether it's kosher or not, the nevela is tamei, if it's a nevela. It's talking about nevela, the special Thomas based ablia doesn't apply by a non-kosher bird. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us the Salmi did Malika, and the bird was a Trefa. Rameya says, Enimatam Beis Ablia. To which says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan Leitir Rameya, Ela Betamima. Only by a bird that was not a Trefa. Aval Babali Mumin. A bird that's a Balmum, Loi Tahar. That if the bird was a Balmum, so then it would be Matama Beis Ablia. And Rav Lazar Omer, Afilu Babali Mumin, where Rameya says that Moloch, Benimtsis, Trefa, he was even speaking about Bali Mumin. Itma Nami, Amar Abibi, Amar Abalaza, Metaya Rameya Babali Mumin. He says that even an animal which is a Bal Mum that had Malika, and we think about an animal which is a bird that's a Bal Mum, so obviously it's a bird that cannot be brought as a carbon, still teaches us the Gemara that such a bird will not be, if you had Malika, won't be subject to Tumas Beis Ablia. And now he says a bigger chiddush. And the reason he says is that even avzim v'tanagoylim, which are the type of birds that are not brought in the mizbeach, what malika on these birds accomplishes is that they won't have tumas beis, they won't have tumas beis ablia. There's a machloikis rishonim, this new heter that Rameya discusses, is it only by birds that are kachim, or will it be also by birds that are not kachim? Ask them about Rabbi Yehuda. So now Rabbi Yehuda asked the following question. Orav, the Torah Kedoshah teaches us the halacha of Egla Rufa. The halacha of Egla Rufa tells us that kimatsa chol ba'adama, if a corpse was found, lo noida mi hikohu, and we don't know how this corpse, who killed this corpse. So that Torah says that we have to bring those zakenim have to come and measure which is the city closest to the corpse. And after they did make that determination, they bring an Egla Rufa, which they bring a calf, which is decapitated and it's thrown down. And there's a whole system that has to be taken down to the Nachal Esen, to a certain valley. Now, so the Torah is very clear and requiring that it should be an Egla. What's going to be halacha by Rabbi Yirmiyahu Arif if instead of taking an Egla, they took an Eiz, a goat? Why will be the halacha that it won't be subject to Tumas Tevela? Because there's no question to the Gemara that if somebody killed an Egla by Rifas Egla, by decapitating it, which of course is not considered an act of Shechita, that animal will not have Tumas Nevela. The reason it won't have Tumas Nevela is very similar to the reason why a bird that had Malika when the Torah required Malika is not have Tumas Beis Ablia, because you did what you were supposed to be. Here, the question is that you did that refund the A's. And we just learned, this is the basis of Rabbi Yirmiyahu's question, that Gemara just taught us that even by Avzin HaTanagoylim, geese and chicken, which are birds that are never brought for a carbon, told us, Ramey, if you did Malika on them, they won't be Metama Beis Ablia. Maybe the same will be here, or maybe not. And the Gemara explains what is the basis of the question. It says the Gemara, Avzan Tanagailim, when we speak about geese and chicken, Tamamai, the Minad Oifeninu, since we're learning that when Malika is done on a bird, it's not Metama Beis Ablia, because they're all in the family of birds. Aval Eiz, which is a behemoth daka, it's a totally different type of animal. La mina daglahu. So therefore, even though when you do a reef on the egglet, it's not matama tumas nevela, that won't have any bearing on a goat. A dumma min the behemahu. It's all in the family of behemoth. And since it's all in the family of the behemoth, so if a egla rufud is not matama Tumas Nevela, so should be Halacha by Eiz. Says the Gemara Yosra Avdim V'Kam L'Hashmatza. Rav Dimi was learning this Gemara. Amalei Abayim Mechlal, Degla Rufa Toiri. One of the things that we said it before is that Degla Rufa is certainly not subject to Tumah. Amalei In. He says, yes. And what's the reason? It says the Gemara Amid Beir Rabbi Yanai Kaparak Sabo. The Torah used the word Kapara, which is the pasuk says that they said Kapal Amch Yisrael Asher Padisa Hashem Kachim. So it's treated like Kachim, and just like Kachim are not subject to Tumah by Malika when we did what, as we said earlier, what the Torah wants us to do. Here too will be the halacha that if you did a rifa on the egla arufa, then the halacha is that it won't be subject to tumas nevela. The Stipler has a very nice way of explaining this Gemara. He says that it's not the, what the Torah is teaching us is that it doesn't depend on shchita or not shchita. He says that there are two categories. There's a category of mace, an animal that died, and there's a category of shochet, an animal that had shchita. When you did, an animal that just died is in the nevela. But when you did what the Torah wanted you to do, then the animal is not called a mace. Ask the Gemara. So now we're learning that there is no question that an egla rufa will not be subject to tumas nevela. Ask the Gemara. Moser of Nosnavu de Rav Huna, we learned before, the pasuk says, V'chel of Nevela v'chel of Trefa, Yos l'cha malacha v'och lo yisachlua. That we're not allowed to eat, that there's no tumah on the chelav. Enle el chelav shos b'achila, muta b'hanoa, chelav shashar aniskel, what will be the halacha of the chelav of an animal that had to be killed? Egla rufa, menayin, that how do we know that their chelav is tar? Tamlema, the pasuk says the word, Kol chelav. But ask the Gemara, v'sagadatach, if we're going to say that there is no tumas nevela by egla arufa, so now we have a very fundamental question. How can we have v'sagadatach egla arufa tayra he tayra? Can we have a situation that the egla arufa is tar v'chel batamei? It would be just the opposite of everything that we've learned. We've learned that even in places where the meat can't be, is nevela, the chelav is mutter. And here we would have just the opposite, that the meat is no is tahor, because you did the proper arifa, and the chelav will be asur. Says the Gemara, that's not what the Brisa means to say. Heichad the arif marif, if you did arifa, lo yisruchalei, there's no question that there's not going to be an issue. Ki yisruchot, what do we need to study? Where you did shchita instead of doing arifa. Says the Gemara, you shouldn't have done the shchita, and it's not a good egla rufa. But ask the Gemara, but it's still a shchita, it's still an act of shchita. And therefore ask the Gemara, if you did an act of shchita, it should be considered an avela. Says the Gemara, it didn't do arifa, it didn't do shchita. And therefore, the Torah is coming to teach us that even though this animal is going to be considered a nevela, the chelav is mutar. Mechlal, the mechayim asura. So says the Gemara that was saying that the egla rufa is osur b'hanah and the chelboy is mutar. Says the Gemara that at what point does the egla become osur b'hanah, mechayim asura? It's not the arifa that makes it asr, because here we're speaking about a case that there was no arifa and it's still asr. Says the Gemara, in. Yes, it becomes already asr while it's still alive. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yani Gavul Shemati, at what point does the egla arufa become asr while it's still alive? He said, I heard v'shachti. The Nazvan Chavrai Lamemer, but then he says, my colleagues taught me that we said that the egla rufa has to be taken to Nachal Eson. So says the Gemara, Yeridosla Nachal Eson, when the animal is taken down to the Nachal Eson, he has srata, that's the moment that it gets the name of an egla rufa, that it's also b'hano. And then if it had shchita, or if it had a rifa, so we're learning, it won't become an avela. If it died, so it didn't have neither shchita or a rifa, it will be an avela. The Torah says that the chelav of that egla will be mutter, will not be matama. Hadron loch chatosayif, hadron loch chatosayif, hadron loch chatosayif.